It was September 15, 1926. The location was Hal Roach Studios in Hollywood, California. Stan Laurel, a delicately handsome, auburn-haired Englishman, was pleased with himself. He had just completed a screenplay based on a theater sketch his father wrote back in 1905 called Home from the Honeymoon. The scenario was about two hobos on the lam who take refuge in a vacant mansion. When a well-to-do couple drops by, the tramps masquerade as the owner and the maid. Yes, one of the men dresses as a woman. Their charade backfires when the real owner returns unexpectedly. As a professional comedian, Mr. Laurel cast himself as one of the bums. His character was a good-natured dimwit who clumsily tried to carry out his partner's orders. The other hobo would be the domineering partner, acting as though he knew everything, but just as inept. Who would play this role? There is no record who made the decision and why, but Oliver Hardy, a portly, cherubic-faced American actor known to his friends as Babe, was chosen. Mr. Hardy had appeared with Mr. Laurel in two earlier films, The Lucky Dog and 45 Minutes from Hollywood. But for this film, Babe would be Stan's teammate for the first time. Filming took place in late September. It was released on March 13, 1927, under the title Duck Soup. And thus, a legendary comedy duo was born, a duo that would bring joy and laughter to millions throughout the world. Not that anyone at Hal Roach Studios knew this at the time. Indeed, Stan and Babe would appear in a few subsequent pictures, not as a team, but as two individual actors who happened to appear on the same screen. Gradually, people realized that whenever they shared a scene, a marvelous chemistry sparkled between them. Individually, they were very good, but together, they were sensational. And so Hal Roach Studios officially marketed Laurel and Hardy as a team, and they immediately won the public's hearts. At that time, Stan Laurel was 37 years old, and Oliver Hardy was 35. They had both performed in films for many years. How did they wind up together at Hal Roach Studios? To answer this question, we should explore each of their lives before they teamed up.